This is Global Air Force. And here's your host, Jim Rome.
Today on our program, we present the third part of a series with Ravi Kundal, our visitor from India, as he's speaking at a conference at Global in the United States. Today, he tells a story of where Jesus asked him to jump off a train and into some mud, and there he ruins one of his shirts, one of his favorite white shirts. Somebody also is jumping with him, and that person's jumping to commit suicide. Ravi is so angry about ruining his shirt. Then he realizes this is an assignment from heaven, so he screams at the other man, "Do you know Jesus?" What a wonderful story. Ravi will bless you today. Also, you'll hear today that Ravi calls his Heavenly Father, Daddy. Daddy, what an interesting character in his ministry, in his life, and adventures. So today we continue adventures with Ravi Kundal. Here's Ravi.
I was studying this Bible college in Bob Jones University, in my second year. This small guy comes to me and he says, Anna means big brother. My sister is possessed. I want you to come to deliver him. She's about to tell him that we don't believe in demons. My friend comes running to me and he says, Ravi, don't worry. I'll show you what these things are. I've done this before. I said, I was excited. I was very excited because I'm going to learn from this guy. So he took me with me, and we went to this home. To make the story short, it's never short. I went to this home, went to this family's house. Here's this lady sitting in the corner of the house, and look to us. As she was looking at me and this pastor, my pastor, she looked at me as though to consume or kill me with her eyesight. I looked at her. I was laughing at her. I was not afraid because something's going to happen, right? This guy is there. He's going to do some miracles. So I'm there. I'm looking. I'm going to see. I'm laughing at him, laughing at her, because I was excited to see what God's going to do through him. And this fellow walks into this place and says, in little further, in Jesus' name, I want the demons to come out. This lady says, in other words, come a little further. And he goes a little further. In Jesus' name, leave. He said, no, come more further. And I don't know what happened to him. He takes his Bible, puts on his head. As soon as he puts the Bible on her head, all of a sudden, these demons just go down, calm, just become calm. And he was about, he put his Bible right on his head, and he was going to tell me something. I saw this whole picture happening. And she turns herself towards his back, and she kicks him so hard. He was in the air, put his head, his stomach hit the wall first, right beside me. His stomach hit the first, and his nose second. Bang! He was out. There were 10 people, 10 to 15 people, 10 to 13 people, I think. As soon as he fell, every head turned towards me. So it's your turn, Pastor. What you gonna do? And said, "Where is the toilet here? Could you show me a toilet? The bathrooms are outside the house, right? So usually most of the bathrooms in the village are outside. So I went to this bathroom, and I was like, Daddy, I went on my knees. It was stinkiest bathroom in the world. It was bad. I was on my knees, and I was saying, Daddy, you're an awesome God. You're a holy God. I worship you, Jesus. I believe in that God Daddy, I know that you are there here. If you are there here, Jesus, I want to see that chariot come. I want that chariot to come, Jesus. Didn't you not call me as a prophet? I want that chariot to come. I was looking for an escape out. Where is that chariot? You see, I cannot run away, because if I run away, it's a bad name to Christianity. There is no other way, but only way is disappearing. All that I heard was knocking at my door. Pastor, are you okay? I opened the door. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm coming out. I opened the door. As soon as I opened the door, this 10, 15 people became 30 to 40 people. The word went out saying, one fellow is out, another fellow is going to be out. Come see the drama. I was then, as I was walked in, I was walking out. I hear this voice out from inside. Don't let that fellow come inside. I said, who? Don't let Pastor Ravi come inside. Everybody looked at me and said, I think she's talking about you, sir. We went in. As soon as she saw me, all she did is took her two hands, put her in her eyes and said, I cannot see you, Pastor. I cannot see you. You look so bright. I looked at her and said, you are lying. There is no bright. No one sees me bright. I don't see me bright. You're lying to me. I can't see you, Pastor. I cannot see you. Something came upon me. I don't know what happened. I went further and said, all that I said was, in the name of Jesus, you leave. As soon as I said that, I don't know what happened. She just rolled in that room. Everybody was so scared to death. There were two exit doors, only one door and small window. There, all the 10 people, 15 people, scared to death to get out. And as soon as she woke up, she said, sir, I'm hungry. All I said was, go, someone feed this hungry girl. As soon as I said that, I ran out, stood on the rock, and everybody just tried to run away, and someone were talking, and I said, guys, don't stop here. I'm here to tell you something. Today, if you do not receive Jesus as your personal Savior, if you don't receive your Jesus, this Jesus, our God, my God, who is different than any other gods, if you don't receive Jesus as your personal Savior, the demons who left her are ready to come inside you guys. Ooh. Every tongue, every knee shall bow before God. Every knee were down on their feet, on their knees, saying, Jesus, I need you. That was wrong, but anyways. Today, we have, usually in my organization, we have a rule saying you have to have 30 families to become a church. You cannot have two families and make a church. You have to have 30 families. That day, we have 42 families assigned to make a church. We have a church building in that same place today. The same lady who was out from that demon, she got married to a pastor. She have her husband there, they minister to 4,000 to 5,000 people every Sunday in their worship service. That is a miracle by itself. All that Daddy desires us to be, we become a royal family members in his kingdom rather than being a servant in other kingdom called fear. You see, Daddy desires us to get out from the comfortable zone called, oh, I know only this. Guys, Daddy desires us to get out of our comfortable zone and say, I am ready, Jesus. I am ready. You know, when the cool dude came to me and told me this amazing stories that's going to happen in this nation. Listen, this is what's happened. This is what's going to happen. Daddy, that angel said, you know, Daddy's going to use, he's going to do amazing revival in the United States. Whoa, that's good. He's going to use the older generation to raise this nation in coming days. I said, what about the new generation, Jesus? What about new generation? They will cheer this older generation people. They are the ones who will stand, who will take the torch and run. And the new generation people, they're going to walk with them. They're going to carry the water balls with them, because they, when they get weary, they are right there. They're right there. Guys, we think the new generation is going to take the cause of the Christianity. No, it is the older generation, guys. It is the older generation. It is our fathers. It is our fathers. It is our mothers. It is that very generation who have the testimony in God. Bless them as much as you can. You will be blessed. That is the real generation. That is the real Jerusalem we got to lift and pray for. It is our responsibility as youngsters. It is our responsibility as a Christian, so-called. We are supposed to be encouraging our pastors who are running before us. Revival will start with the older generation. With that older generation, we will run with them. All he said was, when would revival come to this nation, Pastor Ravi? And I said, ma'am, you are a revival. You are a revival because you speak the word, things happen. You speak the word in the Senate, things will happen. You do this, things will happen. You are the queen in the kingdom. Guys, listen up. The older generation are waiting for us to pray for them. They're waiting for us to cheer them, saying, let's go, let's go, let's go. You see, we as Christians, so-called, we're so into our own rather than taking our constitution, saying, no, it's not about we, the people, it's God, the people. When that is understood, I tell you, things change in our lives. Who are we available to? Are we available? Are we really waiting for the situation to come and tell us what to do? Are we go to the situation, tell the situation, that is not how it's going to run. This is how it's going to run, because daddy's told me to do this. Daddy's looking for not cheerers. Daddy's looking for goers. I want to share this quick story, and I'll finish this. This is a classic story, very classic story. I love to live in this story forever and ever. It's the classic example of understanding our Father in heaven. My kids are writing a book on the stories. They said, Daddy, you have so many stories. You look like 50 years. You should be 50 years old. I don't remember these stories, but I remember this one story. It's called Train Story. I was called to preach in a youth meeting in one of my places, in one of the train, another 3 hours away from the train. So I took the train. In those days, I had this wonderful, beautiful white shirt, just like this, almost just like this. This is Will Hart. He gave me this. Look like Will right now, a little bit. Feel like Will. Anyway, so I had this beautiful white shirt, wonderful white shirt, just embroidered here, embroidered here, embroidered here. Amazing white shirt. I couldn't find it anywhere. Anyways, so I put the white shirt usually in my special occasions. So I took the train. As I was reading the Bible, I heard this voice telling me, Ravi, I want you to jump the train. I said, in Jesus' name, I rebuke that voice. And I think I was reading my Bible again. The voice told me, Ravi, it's me. I want you to jump the train. Why would you want me to jump while I'm reading my Bible? I was reading my Bible. And I said, Ravi, it is me. Jump the train. Jesus, I won't jump the train. Why would you want me to jump the train? It's ridiculous to me to jump the train. You're standing out, I'm sitting in. You sit there, I sit there, you'll understand. It's easy for you to tell, but it's for me who's going to jump. If you jump, you don't die. You lose something in your body. You lose your Twinkie or Pinky or your your toesies or your nosies or something in you. You want your son to walk limping all his life? And not look like you? Am I not representing you? I should be clean. I should be perfect, right? Why would you want me to jump, Jesus? I'm not going to jump. Obviously, I kind of know it, right? So I said, well, I'll show you how difficult it is. I'll show you how difficult it is. Walk with me, would you? took my Bible, put it in the back, went to that railing, took the railing, and I said, look, look, this is the fastest train now. If you jump, you don't die. You jump, you lose something. I'm not going to jump, Jesus. All I heard was a jump and a push from behind. And when I pushed, something pushed, and the voice, I jumped in a red mud pit. It was drizzling that day, and I pushed myself, I jumped in it, and I squeezed myself in the red mud, and the air pushed me so hard, I had to push the air, and I pushed the air, and I pushed the air. All I saw myself is a fully baptized in a red mud pit. No washing machine in the world today, no dry cleaners today can wash away the red mud on the cotton shirt. Impossible. I lived in the villages. I know the possibility of getting away the red mud. It's impossible. I saw, as soon as I woke up, all I saw was my white shirt being destroyed. I couldn't take it. But with that, also another fellow also jumped with me, not knowing. He jumped with me. I didn't know he was jumping. He didn't know I was jumping. I looked at my father and I said, hey, I said, why did you jump? He said, I wanted to die. That's why I jumped. I wanted to die. That's why I jumped. And he smiles at me. Why did you jump? And I said, well, don't ask me. In my heart, I said, you know what? I want to share the gospel. Hey, do you know who Jesus is? Is he a politician? No, 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 no. He is a God. He is a God, I guess. I was angry. The more I shared the gospel, the Baptist gospel, the more this fellow's eyes, which was going depressed, it said, really? This God is real? He can change my life? Yes, he can change your life. Can he come over in me and do these things that you have? I know he can do it. If you want it, take him. If you want him, take him. I don't want this Jesus. He made my white shirt go. He accepted Jesus as his personal savior. He was so excited. Oh, I am in heaven. Oh, I love this thing. Oh, my heart is completely soaked in peace. Woke him up. I was walking towards the train station. As I was walking towards the train station, I saw a pond, tried to wash this red mud away. Looked at the white shirt, tried to wash, and I saw him, and my heart said, you know, I should baptize him. Hey, do you want to be baptized? He said, what is baptism? Don't worry, come here. Didn't use the words at all. And the Son, and the Father, and the Holy Ghost. I baptized. No. Boom, go. Loved it. Went to the train station. Everything was fun. My cousins were there. I mean, God took care of me, and I preached an amazing sermon, even though it was late. And after a few months, we had a conference in a city when an American came to preach or teach something, E3 or something. I love when Americans come to our country. They give free food called biryani. I loved it. If you don't know what biryani is, go to the Indian restaurant, ask them biryani. That's the only food you will get in heaven. It's a good food. All right. Anyways, so I was eating my biryani in the afternoon, and some fellow came to me and tapped me behind, and I said, sir, pastor, do you remember me, pastor? I said, who? You remember the train, the jump and all that? And I said, yeah, I remember you. That was the day I buried my white shirt. Then he looked at me and he said, how are you doing? What's happening? He started weeping. And I said, sir, pastor, if you wouldn't have jumped that day, today, I wouldn't have been a pastor to my village. You see, if you wouldn't have jumped that day, I wouldn't have been a pastor to my village. That day, I was so ashamed of myself, I couldn't believe in my ears saying that was happening for him. I went on my knees and said, Daddy, forgive me. I will do. Tell me where to jump. I'll jump. Tell me where to jump. I will jump. You see, Daddy's looking for jumpers, not onlookers. He's looking for somebody who can jump with him. Not to change the world, to change the circumstances for his behalf, on his behalf. He wants a change agent who's ready to do, who's ready to go with him to the places that he's calling to. My daddy is not only there, he is outside these doors too. He's waiting for me to tell me what is it to be the son and daughter in his kingdom. Guys, all that daddy's saying today is, are we really available in his presence to say, I am here, Jesus. I am here. Take me. I am here. Take me. Yesterday, this dude came again. I actually forgot about that. He said, I'm going to do something in this conference. I said, yeah, tell me. I'm going to do something in this conference. I'm here to change the minds, the hearts of not the people who came. I'm going to change the hearts and people's lives who they believe outside their doors. Someone didn't get it. I'm not going to change the minds of the conference people who came. I'm going to change the lives and change the hearts of people they believed from outside their lives. Because they are the ones who are going to take the word out. Available. They are available for me. Guys, this is your day. This is your night. This is your night. Daddy's going to do things not on your life. You see, when Daddy touches me, it's not about me anymore. Daddy gave me, Father gives me the house, not for me. Daddy gave you the car, not for you. Daddy gave you the anointing, not for you. Anointing is given to share, to be given. Availability is me waiting to Daddy to change me. Let me all stand, please. Daddy is looking for Elijahs who are available to say, here I am, Jesus. Use me to whatever level it is. You know, when I saw Darren's movie, that, what's it called? First, Dearest Love, or the next movie that's coming. I got scared. He showed me the glimpse of what the movie is about. I was really scared. In that, he took a movie that we are sharing the gospel to Maharishi. In other words, we were sharing to the Pope of the Hinduism. He got saved. And everything we took was in that tape. I saw that and I said, you know what? I should be scared of that situation. Now I can be a threat to the government of India by itself. My friend said, Ravi, you can be a threat to the government. I looked at Daddy and said, what do you say, Jesus? He said, you are a threat for the enemy in the Indian government. You know what Daddy is saying? I am the nightmare to the enemy wherever I go. You are the nightmare to the enemy. Daddy is calling you as a nightmare. You are the nightmares to the enemy. If you can take one thing from here today, is Daddy saying, all that Daddy is saying is, you are a nightmare. You bring peace into places that you go. All that you do is walk into places. When you walk into places, guys, all that is happening is the millions of Jesus in you are wanting to come out. When you walk out in the places that the enemy doesn't want you to walk, the reason the enemy doesn't want you to walk is you're going to release Jesus out from you, because Daddy is waiting there to do things. In other words, when you walk into places where the enemy is trying to rule you, Daddy is taking that place. Daddy is motivating that place for you to take over. He wants you to be taking over the places wherever your feet goes. That is your place. Whichever country you step into, that country becomes yours. No one else but yours. Think about somebody. Think about somebody. Dad is doing amazing miracle in those lives. Think about your parents, your father. Who is not saved today? I believe Daddy is doing something here. My father is doing something here. What you believe here is going to happen there. Father, we thank you again for what you're doing. Father, thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for... Trust me, there's miracles that are happening right now. This healing presence of God is walking through right now. The healing touch of Jesus has been touching one of you right now. One of you. If you have something that needs to be touched, or healing needs to be happened, put your right hand to that very place of healing you need now. Go ahead. That is walking and touching each and every single person right here. Father, thank you so much. Oh my goodness, Daddy's doing things right now. Receive.
Don't look so sad. Your life isn't over. Jesus is here. If you should find you ever need him, don't say a word about tomorrow or your past life. There'll be no time for sadness when you meet him. Get your Bible. I'll show you a story about a man who died so you'd be free. He will save you, he will heal you, but best of all, he'll forever love you. He's Jesus, he's God. And he's mine. It's a good life. Come take my hand. It's a good life.
Thank you for tuning into Global Air Force. I'm Jim Rome. If this program has been a blessing to you today and you'd like to be a part of it, we could use a gift or support for this program so that stay on the air and continue to broadcast these type of programs. Do you believe in this type of program? Do you see that it is valuable to the gospel message? Well, here we are. We could use your support. You can send a gift easily by getting on our webpage, and there's a donate button there. Our webpage is www.globalairforce.net. Once again, our webpage is globalairforce.net, and you can easily and quickly send a gift to support this ministry, or you could send a gift to this ministry to help support this ministry and keep us on the air. And you would send that gift to Jim Rome, Post Office Box 234, Duquesne, Pennsylvania, 15110. That address, Jim Rome, Post Office Box 234, Duquesne, Pennsylvania, 15110. Thank you. That's all for today. God bless.